Pro-immigration groups from South Florida and around the country will gather in Washington later this week to pressure President Barack Obama to address immigration reform in his first year in office. To instill confidence to the president and members of Congress that comprehensive immigration reform and not handling illegal immigrants punitively is what the American people want, advocates today released new poll numbers showing data backing up that viewpoint. Pollster Peter Broadnitz is with the Benenson Strategy Group. He said 67% of Americans support comprehensive immigration reform.
When given the alternative of requiring that people just leave the country, there aren't really that many Americans who say that that's their preferred solution. Again, even among Republicans, 28% say leave the country, 62% say set conditions that allow them to eventually apply for citizenship.
And Broadnitz said that despite a crowded agenda that includes health care and energy reform, 59% of those surveyed said they wanted the president to work on an immigration plan this year. Celinda Lake is a Democratic Party pollster who also worked on the survey for the group America's Voice. She held focus groups across the country to measure opinions on the immigration issue. She said those encounters were held in cities across the country, spread across racial and ethnic lines, and said the results were all consistently pro-immigration reform. Lake said that people want to crack down on employers who hire undocumented immigrants.
When people think about what they're angry about in terms of the economy, it's Wall Street, it's lack of accountability, it's CEOs, and in fact, again, this intersects with the immigration issue because people think that one of the things that ought to happen is there ought to be more crackdown in employers who are using illegal immigrants to lower wages.
And Celinda Lake said that when people in her focus groups did have criticism of illegal immigrants, it's about provisions which they believe are simply too harsh.
For example, we tested limiting certain benefits, and people said, wait, why would you do that? And we tested waiting 5 years, and people said, well, there should be a wait, but what about 8 months? Why 5 years? That's too long. Why not get going?
Frank Sherry is founder and executive director of America's Voice, a group formed a year ago to focus on communications and media as part of a renewed effort to get comprehensive immigration reform passed.
So what you're seeing is that what Pete and Celinda are talking about is that there's a consolidation and an uptick in support for reform that includes immigration reform because people are in this solution frame of mind, want government to solve tough problems, and are tired of the paralysis and polarization of the past. So it's a very counterintuitive development for many in the political class.
Simon Rosenberg is with the New Democratic Network. When asked how he thought the politics in Washington had changed since immigration reform crashed and burned in 2007, he said the country had shifted more liberal in the past year, with Barack Obama now president and a more Democratic Congress. He was also encouraged by the number of Republicans in the new survey showing support for comprehensive reform, saying they may finally get it, politically speaking.
But in the Republican primary, Tom Tancredo got 1% in the polls and had to drop out of the race because he had no support. And the guy who was seen as the most liberal in immigration reform, John McCain, won the Republican nomination. This is an issue that the Republican Party has utterly failed to make into a successful national issue for them. They tried because the rest of their agenda collapsed in 2006. And their efforts to turn this into a winning issue, there's no evidence this has worked for them anywhere in the country. And I think what we're now seeing, as Celinda and Pete laid out, is that Americans view this new era of politics under Obama as a time to clear the backlog, get important things done, and make progress on the great challenges facing the nation.